except hinder him.
Yes.
And it's just how much do we hinder him? That's, but that's all we do.
Hopefully
we don't hinder him very much.
Well, if we continue to do that, he will get rid of us.
Yeah.
Because you see, he warns us. And I think that this webcast is a warning to a lot of people that because God is going to open up their homes and their hearts for this, and they have to let the Holy Spirit do his work. Mm-hmm. Now, let's keep reading here, because the Holy Spirit fell. Speak and in verse 44, as Peter was speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who were listening. Now, you know what? Everybody wasn't listening.
Right, right. On all them which heard the word.
Yes, which heard.
And
akouo is a Greek word there.
Why don't we go into the Greek? Yeah.
Yes, akouo is heard. For acoustics is where we get our English word acoustics from. Because see, you may have heard it, but if you didn't hear it in your heart, you didn't hear it.
Correct.
You see, people be reading the Bible crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, I gave them the word of God. I said, man, they didn't hear that. Because you can't make them hear the word of God.
Right.
That is a spiritual process. See,
and then that primary verb, akouo, as you said, give audience to.
Right.
Come to.
Yes.
Or be reported or understand. See, so in other words,
there's a
that's
sense
not
of
saying
coming.
That 100% of the people there believed.
Right.
It's those who heard the word. Those whose heart the Holy Spirit opened so that they could understand.
Like Lydia. That's right.
Yes. So it's only though it's not 100% of the crowd there that every single person heard the word.
Right.
It's only those which were given the understanding, because again, the natural man cannot know the word of God. They cannot understand. It's spiritually discerned.
And the person given the Bible study needs to know that before they open up their mouth. They are not there to reach everybody in that room.
Right.
That is not their job.
No.
I'm telling the Bible study person to drop the heck dead. You see, they're not dead.
Right.
Man, they're trying to teach a living word to dead people, and they are dead.
Yes.
Man, that is a total contradiction of how we do our faith. Mm-hmm. You know, God doesn't want us there alive. Man, Bob, you don't see, man, I'm in my classroom every morning. I lock the doors. The student can't get in. I'm on my face before God weeping. And I'm saying, kill me. I got to teach this stuff, but I got to reach these babies. Mm-hmm. I'm not there for a paycheck.
Right.
Man, and if the church realizes that every time they open up their mouths, that their lives are insignificant, they are nothing unless God is speaking through them.
Mm-hmm.
That is the whole point of Christianity.
Right.
And that is why the people that are having these Bible study groups are unsuccessful. They're too alive. And we see it right here. The Spirit on those that heard or were listening to the message. The end of verse 44. And all the circumcised believers who had come with Peter were amazed.
Right.
Yeah, they're amazed because they thought that they had it all wrapped up in their little denominational setting.
Because
you don't have God wrapped up like that.
Because that on the Gentiles also
right.
was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
So they, again, they thought they had it all locked up. They thought we're God's people. We're the Jews. We're the apple of his eye. We're it.
Hey, and how about
and
this?
And all of a sudden, wait a second.
Oh,
wait a second. Why is this happening to them? They're not supposed to be part of this.
Man, I just thought about that. Mark, you saw so many people come to the vet in the early years, and these people, God had moved in them.
Yes.
These people were far talented than the people that had been in the church for years.
Right.
And I told the people in the church, when God starts calling people, he's going to send people here to do what you people have never done.
Yes.
And he will raise them up immediately and do that. And that's why the coup d'etat took place.
Yes.
Because the people that's been sitting on their butts playing church saw that God was raising up an army of young people.
Watch them become jealous and more jealous of the ability of people coming in.
And that's why if you people at home give a Bible study and God raises up a youngster and gives them wisdom and insight, don't try to shut him down. Let God work in that person the way he's supposed to work in it.
And see, and that's when you start to see jealousies in the church.
Yes.
Where, well, we've been here 20 years.
Doing nothing.
Now, all of a sudden, he's moving up into my position that I wanted.
Oh, man.
What's with that?
Yep.
Now, again, these people were astonished.
Yes.
This is exestimi.
Yes. What a word.
to put or stand out of wits. Took them out of their wits. It astounded them. They became astounded, insane, amazed, beside oneself.
They were freaking.
These were beside themselves.
Right.
How dare these Gentiles get the gift of the Holy Spirit?
Oh, man, man.
How dare they take my seat?
Yeah. They were at the wits' end and beside themselves.
But look at verse 47. He says, surely no one can refuse the water for these to be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we did. Can he? And so Peter is asking the question, would it be reasonable for us to stand in the way of what God is doing?
Right.
This is what he's saying. And friends, you guys got to hear me out there. Some of you are very sincere people, but it's like Bob said earlier, you're getting in the way. You're in the way. And look, times are going to get rough. People are not. Wait. Bob, here it is. My neighbors. I got to quiet down because I don't want them to hear me. My neighbors. Found, I don't know how, a Staffordshire Bull Terrier, purebred. And I saw the dog. I was going to work day before yesterday. I saw the dog, and I said, oh, my God. I came home from work, and I said, I want that dog. I was even ready to give bro man up. I looked at that dog. I said, my goodness. And they didn't know what they had. And I told him to go on the internet and look it up. Because I said, where'd you get her from? He said, man, these dogs are just walking down the street. People are losing homes and just setting dogs out.
Yes. Wow.
They're just putting them out, man. And so, man, he has two dogs over there. And I looked at that, and I was talking with him. And he came over to speak with me last night after the Bible study because his mother told him to get rid of the dogs. You can't have those dogs. And we were talking. But before that, during the Bible study, Tony was in the Bible study. And Tony came in and said, John, I said, what? Your neighbors love you. He said, that Arturo guy, I saw when he was talking with you, the way he looked at you with respect, he loves you, John. I said, because I told him the week they moved in, because they said, you know, that they were from the projects,
right?
Never been in a house,
right?
And they came out of that background, mm-hmm. and everything. And they even said to me, I know you don't want us to live. And I almost started to cry. And I said, Arturo, no. You're a human being, man. I love you, man. It's like you my brother, man. And the only thing to separate us is this chain link fence. And I would hug you. Mm-hmm. And Tony Hill saw it and told me last night, they love you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can they say that when they see all of us out there?
Yeah.
You see, because, man, if they can't see it in another person, you've never demonstrated it. Mm. And that's what's going to redeem the church. Yeah. See, man, God is going to bring judgment on me if I see, because I need to repent. Because, see, I said that publicly Sunday in the church. Why does God have me in this stupid college? And I was angry mm-hmm. when I said that.
Sure.
Because I felt like the church should be taking care of my life. Why am I out here at 65, old man, trying to do that? God showed me this week. You see these babies? I will put you there. And please, I will be the sponsor of the Bible study group and the whole college and bring the lectures with PowerPoint absolutely free for the babies and raise up a whole new generation. And what does the church know? And most of these babies are up there by the ocean in those rich homes. Mm. All colors, Mexican, white, black, everything. Because the whole city is going down.
Yeah.
My goodness. Well, let's close out. Each of you know that we have a task to do. And don't back off, Clink. Don't back off. Mm-hmm. When you get the invitations, brother, take it. Man, go on. Just like you went on that little sea thing. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful opportunity, man. Mm-hmm. That had to be a lot of fun. And the captain of the ship was talking to you. Mm-hmm. Mark Ramsey, you work in various radio stations. You work with Rick Dees. Rick Dees is a radio man of the universe.
He is.
What a great witness to work around that man. A
couple days ago, he walked into my studio because I wrote in a thank you card back to him. I put a little little scripture in there, just like a little, you know, God bless you and peace be with your family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back to me and he goes, you know, Mark, that was very nice for you to put that in there. A couple of days later, he comes in my room. He goes, you know what, Mark, just so you know, I pray for you every day.
Hey, hey.
Now, this comes from a guy who says he's a believer.
Right, right.
Now, and he goes to Lake Avenue.
Yes.
And the whole thing. Now, what he does on the air, that's him entertaining and doing his work. But for him to come in and tell me that, mm-hmm. I just thought that was interesting. I didn't take anything from it. It was just like that was just like that little moment
of him
doing that.
I got to go over it. Mm. You see my friend right here? I went to hear him play in the Jazz Bakery last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He emailed me and told me to call him, and I called him, and he said, I need some pastoral counseling. And he asked me, how much should I talk about Jesus in my concert? Because I did during the time. And I said, remember this, use wisdom. Be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Most of the people I told him come there wants to hear you play jazz.
Right.
They don't want to hear you preach.
No. Right.
And so I said, don't preach. Right. Let them know that your faith has influenced you at the beginning of the concert, but drop it there and play the music. And
it's just like when people go to hear Barbara Streisand, they don't go to hear a Bill Clinton commercial.
Right, right, right.
Which is what happened several years ago when Clinton was campaigning.
Yes,
and
yes.
Basically, the entire concert was a Bill Clinton commercial.
Right, and people would get up and walk out. And so I told him, I said,
they came there for her music. They didn't come here to listen to that.
Right, they didn't come there to listen to that. And I said, I commend you for wanting to do that.
Yes.
But then I told him, beware of preachers that will tell you to do that in order to get favor from God. I said, you don't have to do anything to gain God's favor.
Right.
You live already it. Have it.
Live it.
Yeah, live it. Live it, man. And that's what we're supposed to do. Boy, this has been a great hour. Our time is up, guys. My goodness. We've been talking an hour and 13 minutes here. The time has gone by that fast. All right, I'm gonna let us each end up with a statement. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Bob.
Once again, it's just trying to live your life as pure as you can possibly live it for God.
Yep.
And because that comes back to you.
Yes.
It comes back to you. Here's another example.
All right.
I saw a patient and then they had a family member with them. And the family member says, didn't you work in Kaiser? I said, yes, I did work in Kaiser. And weren't you at Bellflower like 15 years ago or something like that? Yep. I remember you. You're the only doctor I've ever seen pray with a patient. You took care of my mother, and before surgery, you prayed with her.
Yes.
He says, you're the only doctor that I've ever seen. Is that you?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, that would be me.
That's it. The testimony goes on. They'll never forget it. Never forget it. Mark Ramsey. Boy, that's good.
If you're going to start a Bible study, pray about it, and then once you start to do it, just start with one idea each time. Just start with one thing.
Excellent.
And don't spread it around. Don't try to answer every question that comes to you.
Right.
Just start with one idea. Stick with a very short verse and stick with that.
Can I build on that a little bit?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because recently I was asked to help with that Bible study.
Yes.
And home study. And the people wanted, we want the whole thing on the rapture theory. And we want the whole thing, you know, the most controversial things in Scripture and the most things that people don't agree upon, and there's not definitive answers. And it you get caught up into the strifes of words and questions and contentions and all of that types of thing.
Yep.
Whereas you say, no, we're going to start with the book of John, or we're going to start with the book of Luke, and we're just going to go verse by verse through that book, or stories in the book of Judges, or, you know, we're going to just do that, and we'll deal with those issues as they come up. But people will try to tell you, well, this is what I want to hear. Well, you know, you can do that on your own independent study, but in the meantime, we're going to be just going through this way.
Yeah. That's what you do it, and then you do it in love. And lastly, if love is not connected to whatever you're doing, don't even try to start it, because you're going to be a failure.
You'd be the ego person.
Mm-hmm. You are that ethical egoism, and you're just doing it to please yourself and not bring glory to Christ, Christ is not in that. Thank you, gentlemen. I really appreciate this. I'm sure that our audience did too. And until we meet again, we admonish them to do just one thing, because that's the most important thing of all, to stay into the Word. God bless you. Good night, all.